Thank God. Thank God. Well, we're believing our prayer focus is going to continue through the week. And I know Brother Lamas has much to share on the principles of prayer, the results of prayer. Aren't you glad there are results? Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll continue to believe God for prayer and then see what he has in store for us and the blessings that God wants to pour out. Brother Lamas, come. Amen. Preach to us tonight.
Thank you, Pastor Glover. Praise the Lord, everyone. Let's give the Lord another hand clap. Woo, hallelujah. Praise God. Thought y'all going to take off a while back. I feel like Sunday here. Woo. That's all right. Y'all took off and did a little jig. Praise God. Now that's what a feeling in this house tonight. Woo, glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of the King. Man, yeah, I got some great stuff to share with you tonight. Reports. Some praise reports. Man. Oh, I had church with I talked to two more elders today, and boy, we had some church in the room at the VS house. My Lord, I think came unglued. it was just when you get together with believers, you know, well, in this case, pastors and stuff and all that. But I'm going to put this right here because I got some reports here I want to share with you in a little bit. Okay. And I got some on my phone that just came in. Bishop, oh, man. Woo! Oh, man. I guess everybody forgot it was Tuesday night service, huh? No, we got a good crowd here tonight. Hey, man. I was thinking to people, don't miss tonight. God's going to do something. God's going to do something. Woo! Thank you for the prayer. Those of you that are able to come here in person or at home. Amen. We'll do it again tomorrow morning. So I'll be coming a little early. It's about 7:30. I've been coming and kind of setting everything up, getting it ready and all that. So, I mean, no matter how late I go to bed, my eyes pop open at 5, 5:15. So I said, well, I usually go back to bed. Let me get my coffee. The wife found out for Monster. Jug that thing down. And the Dr. Pepper behind that, Sister Glover. Woo! And a little water to wash it down. And a bowl of Rice Krispies. Crack, snapple, and poof! Woo! Glory! Amen. So if I could make it this week, we've got a few more days to go. Man, it's been great. We've enjoyed the prayer. Amen. And it's just exciting. Just exciting to be in the house of God. Amen. Amen. You know, we have shared so many scriptures that Pastor Glover has allowed us to come and share with you wonderful folk at Sterling through the years. And I've thoroughly enjoyed sharing the prayer lessons and all that. It's just, but I have to confess, at the end of last year, I was asking the Lord, Lord, I won't do this stuff no more. I said, I've done enough. Can you handle it to somebody else? I've done enough lessons, Brother Mitch. I've done enough prayer meetings. I said, Lord, can you? And I did it on purpose. I avoided doing any prayer stuff for about a month and a half, Sister Glover. And here I am. Oh, man. There I am. Amen. And you know, you try trickery, and you know you're not going to get away with it with the Lord, Sister Lord. You know that. But us humans, because we like to outsmart and outthink God. Yeah. Well, there you go. If you can't say amen, not amen. Woo! Glory to God. Amen. No, we try to do that. At least I do. I don't get away with it, but at least I do. Amen. And so I started off real slow. I said, oh, God, Lord, all I got is 5 pages, Lord. I'm going to pass. And I'm up to 32 pages now. Oh, Lord, help me, Lord. But we all need it. We all need it, you know, regardless of how many times we've heard that one term. And the scripture that we have tonight is in Acts chapter 4, verse 31. And I thought about this, and I have petitioned the Lord on this right here. And I've asked me, can you show me, if you can't take me there, and I know that's dangerous to say when you're petitioning the Lord, because I've gotten in trouble with the Lord on that, and then all hell broke loose. You know, spiritual warfare and chaos and all that. So I've been asking the Lord to show me glimpses of this right here. And when they had prayed, got to catch it, because you got to go to verse 30 also, in verse 29, and then you got to go down a few more verses down. But right here, the main focus is, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake what? The word of God with boldness. So, and then I was petitioning the Lord, and there's so many examples, but if you go back to Acts 2, where it says, and suddenly, I said, okay, Lord, give me some parallel stuff here. And suddenly, because before that they were tarrying in the upper room. But I come to find out we don't like to tarry because we want it yesterday. We want it done yesterday. But they tarried. And then the suddenly came. We talked about it Sunday, and I think there were some of you that said, and well, if it don't happen today, we'll get up in the morning and we'll pray again. If it don't happen tomorrow, we'll get up the next morning, Sister Nicholas, and we'll pray again, and we'll pray again, and we'll pray again. And we were chuckling. You and I were chuckling last night when Brother Shum, when he said, according to the I will, because we were talking about it on the first prayer night, that let's forget about if it be your will. Remember that? Woo! If it be your will. It can't be if it be your will. Pray according to the will of God. Because if you pray, okay, Lord, if it be your will, then you're believing and then you're doubting. So the man of God last night hit on that, and then I looked back at Brother Glory. He looked at me and we said, "We just talked about that morning. What was it? Yeah, that morning, Monday morning, right? Oh, okay, 8:27. Man, according to our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Here it is. Thy will be done. It don't say if thy will be done. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory forever. Amen." Wow. Man. It's mind-blowing. So if you're ready, Brother Levi, can we put that first slide up there, sir? I like this. I was praying. I said, okay, I got to get some statements down. And then I got about five tonight, but I got a bunch of stuff on here. But watch this right here. Prayer is, watch this, is a pillar. No matter what pillar is. Prayer is a pillar and master key to the effectiveness of every believer. Pillar, man, they put us a strong master key, man, opens up a whole lot of stuff. So when you and I pray, we stand in faith, and Lord, you can open up anything according to thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So earlier this year, I was sitting in my prayer closet this year, Watch this. And thinking how twisted. Now hear me out. And thinking how twisted we are as a people. We throw good people away because they disappoint us. Watch this. And then I thought about this because I've experienced that in counseling and we all have and la la. Yet we cling, we hang, we cling to poisonous people because they make us feel good. Our feelings will destroy us if we don't get delivered from them. Yeah. So we have to have a red hot Holy Ghost atmosphere. Why? Because prayer is my lifestyle. Prayer from top to bottom is my lifestyle. And I've said it here in the past. I've said it everywhere. I have taught different lessons. The prayer meetings or prayer services are the least attended services we have in the apostolic ranks. And I come to find out in other ranks. And yet we want the power. We want glory. We want results. The apostolic church started in the book of Acts with a prayer meeting. What makes us modern day apostolics? Not do like they did. And say, no, we don't need it. Just bring us the glory. Bring us the power. We sing this song, and I think I've said it before. We are having a revival today. Yeah. We met that old song. Says, but we are. No, we're not. No, we're not. To those that do not pray. Uh-oh. Okay, I put that in there. Yeah. To those that do not. Oh, we are having a. Because you can't cling and hang on to those prayer warriors and those people that are filled with the house of God. They're going to have revival. You can't hang on to them. You got to have your own prayer, your own lifestyle, your own praise, your own worship. Amen. You can't hang on anybody's coattails. Man, well, I mean, y'all not a little bit here? Woo, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Here's what we're looking for, right? Here's what we're looking for right here, Brother Glover. Got a text. Got a text. We prayed this morning. Remember when we stopped the music? And then we had all those requests, and I had my friend from Mississippi? Okay. Here's his text just now. Here's his text. Where's it? Yeah. Okay, here it is. He dug it. We're going to rejoice on this one, baby. Right here. He said, Brother Lamas, thank God for the power of prayer. The storms in our church in that part of Mississippi bypassed us. I mean, I know a lot of people were praying, but we stopped the music back there and we prayed for, you know, Ukraine. We prayed for different things and we prayed for that special request today. Remember Sister Glover? Woo, remember that? Yeah, yeah. He bypassed us. Thank you, Jesus. My God, have mercy. Woo-wee. Man, watch this. Here's what I have here that I was praying at 7 a.m. on March the 13th, 2022. Where was I? Oh, I was in Sitka. Okay. I was praying in their sanctuary there. Of course, I got there about 5:30 or 6, but about 7 o'clock, I had to stop in a... And I wrote this down. Just hear me out here. Here it is. At 7 a.m. on March 13, 2022, leaders and my people, watch this. Because I was petitioning the Lord. Lord, we got to have more than just good church. And I know we mean the good term. But we got to have demonstrations, man. So watch. This is what he said. Leaders and my people have become controllers of my presence. And therefore have not seen what I can do. They are interested. Ooh, thank you, Lord. They are interested in the tradition of having church, but not interested in me. Oh, my goodness. said, what are you talking to me, man? Wow, man. Let me leave it right here because I got about three more here, right in here. Wow. So watch this. So a life saturated with prayer will result in a powerful sense of awe of who God is, what he does. When in prayer, the more of your life you spend in his presence, the more of his presence there will be in your life. Yeah. Then if that is true, why we have a hard time praying? Why we shun prayer meetings or praying revivals or whatever you want to call them? You know, I know people work. I'm talking about those that can come. Amen. When I was at Irvington, we had some CEOs, we had some managers, and we had some business guys. We had two millionaires in the church at that time that attended his church, and we had another guy that owned a trucking company. Man, he had a fleet of 18 wheelers. Another individual that owned, I thought it was just a flower shop, but when we went over there to get some flowers and all that, Sister Gilbert, the warehouse was bigger than this. Wow, flowers. So came to find out, they flowered the church at their expense. They flowered the church, flowered nice big arrangement, like I'm going to say maybe once or twice a month. They had nice arrangements there. I knew we had a big foyer out there, in the foyer right here, plants here, flowers there. And then a situation came up when our Bluebird broke down somewhere in the deep south. There was about 50 people. They were going to some convention or something. And then, man, it's going to cost a bundle of money. So the man in our church that owned the trucking company said, no, just stay right there. I'm flying my top mechanic over there. We're going to fix this church bus, and they're going to continue on. He said, I'm not even going to charge it to the church. So he sent his best mechanic out there. He said, take what you need. Get on that plane, first class. Go over there. Boom, boom. He did all that. He said, flew right back, and they continued on their journey. I'm talking about prayer and sowing seed in prayer, and from that seed will come the blessings. Now, the other guys that owned the business, one owned a rental tool company. No, I won't say his name, because some of these guys be looking at me. They own a tool company, big, huge tool company. And then we had a fleet of about 18 buses that we ran Sunday school. At that time, everybody had buses way back then. And we had Sunday school and church, you know. I think I told you before, the adult class was 55 and up. We call that the Wrinkle Ranch class. And the old folk didn't mind. They loved that name, Sister Perkins. They loved the name. It was the Wrinkle Ranch class, 55 and up. And I kind of chuckled and all that. Now that I'm over that, I don't chuckle. And nobody said, you know, but it was a joke, but they loved it, you know. They loved it because I got trained in that. And there was a lot of prayer warriors in there. And people, ooh, Lord, that wrote Sunday school lessons. And here we are getting trained, Pastor Glover, and teaching lessons that they wrote. Woo! And they're sitting out there in the Wrinkle Ranch class looking at us. That's part of our training. That's where we're getting licensed and everything. Besides nursing homes. Boy, you want to preach? Go to a nursing home. Woo, man. I did a lot of nursing home, and it set me on my knees to pray. So we will pray, and But the thing is, when I would finish, because, you know, like everything else, we write our own lessons from the lesson. And all that, and they came up to me, and I said, oh, man, I'm going to get hammered now. You know, I said, what are they going to tell me now? This is, and I knew one lady, this fabulous writer, brilliant individual, you know, and she could break the lessons down. In fact, she was the teacher to the teachers at Irvington, you know, huge staff. And so just amazing. So she was brilliant. So she came up to me and said, well, Lama says, oh boy, here it comes. She'll shoot me down, baby. But I had prayed. She said, man, you said some stuff today. She said, and I know I wrote some of that stuff because, you know, what you said, I wrote. But the other stuff that you elaborated on that went off of the cup of the Holy Ghost gave you and all that, man, that was brilliant. She said, I should have thought of that. I said, well, I wish I'd have thought of that too, because I don't know what I was saying. You know, but those people were prayer warriors, Pastor, and they gave of themselves. Amen. And the guy that owned the rental company, as far as I know, when the buses broke down, we needed maintenance, we needed update, he didn't charge the church anything. He lent all the tools to fix the buses. And then the other guy that was a millionaire and all that supported the church, and he gave out dinners. And you had to go to the house, and their house was fantastic, and their house was beautiful, and they had silverware and plates of 18-karat gold. It's fancy. But like you were saying, those that raise the most money and all that, you know, Mother's Memorial, Cheats for Christ, youth and all that. But those people that I mentioned, even the lady, amen, were some of the top givers in that church. And we're there, because we had prayer every Friday at 5 a.m. We had prayer every Friday that I tell. Just once a week. And others came in 24 hours, like they do at POA. But we had prayer every Friday at 5 a.m. And all those four people that I mentioned were there every single time. They said, how you... And they taught lessons on business and, you know, this and that. One was a top financial advisor for, at that time, Texaco, downtown Houston, had a big old giant skyscraper building. So he was one of the top financial advisors for that. And so they would give seminars at the church. We don't have to bring anybody in because these guys were experts. But they were, they were prayer warriors. They were prayer warriors. And they said, we open our business Monday through Saturday, and we close every Sunday with the exception of special events. You know, special events, it's not every week. See, they said, but we're open Monday through Saturday, but we're definitely closed on Sunday, except for the special events like the, we said we had rodeo come up, we had the oil companies would come in once or twice a year, so they would open everything up, and it went through the weekend and all that. But other than that, they said we close everything up. He said, that's how God has blessed us. He said, by sowing seed and sowing prayer. And we would go in their places, and there were just normal human beings. They, even though they had the fancy stuff. Get as much as you want. Oh, and they were not one of these. They were not like these people that if you drop somewhere a little, you know how people have showcase homes? You know, I like a clean home, kind of, but a showcase. And I've been in a few of them, and I say, how do they ever have time to do anything else? That's just me. How did I have time to pray? But we learned, you know, we were young, but we learned. I said, wow, maybe I can have a business like that one day. Or maybe I can be a CEO. Maybe I can be a manager. And some of them went on to be managers at McDonald's. And some of the people went on to be chauffeurs. And some of the people went on to be had cleaning businesses. I know one individual, and I think they still have it today, that they started at the bottom pole in a cleaning business. And they have up to about 20 or 25 employees now. But they were at the house of God. There were people of prayer. 5 o'clock in the morning came, they were right here. Revivals came, working 12-hour days. Guess what? It went from the job to the church. They went home. Well, back then, we didn't get up to 10 or 11, okay? Right? We go past 9 o'clock, we get crucified. So, you know, but they would go home. These elders would tell me, no, we're going from the job. I get up at 5 in the morning. We'll go to the job. If we have church, we go straight to the church. Then we'll go home, we'll eat, we'll clean up, and we'll do it all over the next day. He said, and that's when we had six-night revival days. But they would work 12-hour days, and we'll go straight to the church. But they were prayer warriors. They were still there at 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, once a week. So I guess all that was embedded in me, you know, and the Lord knew on down the road. I didn't know I was going to be doing all this stuff years later. So I had no idea. But now I can see and I can learn and I can kind of have a little grip on what prayer really is. Because those men and women were my examples. Amen. And then you young people that are coming up, they ought to be your examples. Yeah, they were tired. Oh, man, we're tired, man. They came in dirty and stinky and all that. But they did not let anything get between them and the house of God. Prayer warriors. You know, we had dig dishes, too, you know. We had minimum wage laborers. But, you know, but what caught me the most is those big to-do cats, man. Wow, they don't have to do all that. But they sowed. And the more they sowed, the more they received in business. Yeah. And in promotions, in jobs. The big dishes went to them. I know one that became a foreman. Another one became a salesman for an oil company. Digging ditches. But they were faithful in their prayer life. I'm not talking about you got to come to church all the time. I'm talking about daily, 7 days a week, they were faithful to prayer. So that's why I say a life saturated with prayer will result in a powerful sense of awe of who God is and what he does. And when you pray, you'll spend time in his presence. Any life decision not approached with prayer will miss the awesome potential God desires. Yeah, help me here, Lord. The thing with spiritual warfare is you have to fight back. Or you will get beat up spiritually. We got to fight. We are in a constant fight that is easier at times, but it's never over. And the good thing is we've already victorious. The fight gets easier fighting from that perspective. Watch this. The facts got to be armed and ready at all times. Okay. Got to be armed and ready at all times because any emergency can happen at any moment. Yeah. Huh? And we better know how to pray. And we don't know why things happen. We don't know why. We were talking about it. We're talking about it in prayer. We don't know why the tornadoes that came to the other side of Texas, we don't know why it demolished some of those cities and it passed over some other ones. I know there's one UPC church, and I'm not going to say the name, and I know where it's at because I know the pastor, that his place just about got all messed up. But on down the road, nothing happened. Well, we don't understand. I don't know if it's just the one. We don't... I don't have an answer for that. But God is good. God is good. Amen. I don't know why it bypassed this pastor we're talking about today. It totally went on the other side. And my wife said, it was coming to Houston, and it totally went on the other side. It is some places in Dallas and Fort Worth and outside of Fort Worth. I don't know, did it hit Austin, or did you ever find out? Did it? Okay. It was north of Boston. It went north of Boston. Those things are funny, man. But I still believe in the power of prayer. Either God saved us or we got a lesson to learn somewhere. Huh? Chasing the wrong open doors can take you millions of miles away from your destiny. Got to catch that. I'm going to say it again. Because this is what guys go out starting churches or starting ministries or evangelizing or being a Sunday school teacher or even being a praise and worship or whatever it is. Chasing the wrong open door. Okay, it's open, but watch. Chasing the wrong open doors can take you millions of miles away from your destiny. That's why we have a spiritual authority covering over us. And we pray together and we say, not if, well, let's pray according to the will of God, and let's see what's going to come of it.
That's right.
Because if you miss it, that's a million miles away, baby. Huh? That's why I believe if this doesn't apply to you, shunk it. Okay? That's what I tell everybody. Some of this that may not apply to you. That's fine with me. But watch this. That's why I believe every major decision. Help me here. Every major decision before it is made must be soaked in prayer. Here where it gets hairy. Now, if you don't believe that, chunk it. And most likely will take several all-night prayer meetings. If you're making a decision, and it's you. It's not the whole congregation. It's you. Or at least extended prayer meetings. And, of course, some fasting. So I'll put on here. Just my opinion and my observation through the years of living for God. Yeah, according to his will. Huh? Yeah, y'all still with me? Now, that didn't apply to you. Chunk it. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Prayer has a voice. Watch this, because God answered one of my prayers yesterday. Prayer has a voice. We get into some testimonies. Prayer has a voice. It can travel to your tomorrow, which you are in your today. You want me to say it again? Prayer has a voice. We prayed today. We prayed yesterday. I mean, y'all pray at home, whatever it is. Prayer has a voice. It can travel to your tomorrow, which you are in your today. Sister Lama's come and said, they have approved your passport, because we have connections with a pastor's wife that works at a passport place. She works for the, no, I better not say it. Okay. She works for this consulate. And so she called, and said, well, let me check and see what's going on, because I got to go with the White Horse, you know. And so she called back, and she told my wife, it's going to get there around the 26th. So she called me. She said, babe, about the 26th. I said, that's good, but I'm going to pray it gets here real quick. Okay. So guess when it came? The 21st. Uh-huh. What did we hear about the 21st last night?
Yeah.
21 days to prayer. It came on the 21st. So we'll be at the VS house sometime in the latter part of this week. So that's why I said this statement. Voice it, because you never know. Why? Book of Acts. And suddenly. I don't know, Lord, but I'm praying. I'm expecting my suddenly according to your will. Woo! Woo! My God. So when you pray, you do have a voice. Prayer has a voice. Amen. Ken Gurley said, I view prayer as primary to all he has done and will do. He went on to say, your life will not be measured by balance sheets, degrees, books, written accomplishments, or by friends and followers. You will be measured by your heart for God revealed and in your prayers. So he went on to say, for him to reveal himself in my life, I must grow weaker that he may grow stronger. We need help. He goes on to say, we need God. God does not seek bigger altars. God seeks you. God does not seek bigger. He seeks you and I. Isaac once said, he says, where's the sacrifice? Where's the sacrifice? Gertie goes on to say, you and I are the answer to that question. We are the living sacrifices devoted to God. And then he says, and he ends this quote, are you available for this? Then he says, in three words, end of quote, I hope so. Woo. Wow. So we need to stop treating God like an option. We need him in everything we do. Amen. Amen. There is beauty in prayer. There is beauty in character. There's your beauty is waste when your character is ugly. See, a lot of times, boy, Brother Deese was good at this. Whew. This statement, that's not his statement, but I learned from him. It's almost like I'm quoting him, but I'm not. But see, a lot of times. But he could be tough as acid, okay? But in a different way. That you went away smiling, saying, how does he do that, man? I love the man. It's like Brother Cole. I wouldn't get on the program, brother. But watch this. And so I made my own statement. See, a lot of times, your kindness will fix situations your ugliness / anger never could. Remember, is this for you? Not chunk it. Strength of character is the ability to face hurt without being hurtful. Offense without being offended. Failure without losing hope. Toxic people without becoming toxic. You cannot control what people do. You can only control how you respond. As Brother Deese used to say, llamas respond well. Distinguish yourself. Okay. Pretty good advice, huh? Yeah. Respond well. There's a way. Distinguish yourself as a believer, as a Christian. Right. Don't turn them against your Christianity. Turn them toward your Christianity. Okay. By the answer you give. Yeah. Don't lose them. So, your first ministry is prayer. How can you preach, teach, lead, worship, praise, or do anything without effective prayer? Can you imagine the Apostle Paul and others, what they could have done if they had access to Facebook, internet, Instagram? What is it? Potluck? Bootloop? No, wait a minute. Chap. No, I was going to say chapless, but it's not. Chapsnat. Snapchat. Or Snapcat, or whatever it is. What is it? Chat what? Snapchat? Oh, chat nap. Huh? Oh, mouse. Boy. Snapchat. Oh, man. I only got Facebook and Twitter, and I got enough of that. And I got that old dinosaur, and I love it, AOL. Oh, well. There went the prayer. I still got AOL. Yeah. But just think what they could have done with that today. Huh? Can you imagine what their post would have looked like? God has given you and I, this generation, an incredible opportunity for evangelism. Do not waste it on yourself on social media. Okay. Poo. Wow. Prayerlessness is a sign of being lazy, disobedient, sinful, prideful, disorganized. Remember, It doesn't apply to you. Throw it out because this last two are going to be tough. Demonic possessed. I'm talking about prayerlessness. People that don't pray. That's what I'm talking about. And fatigue. Also a sign of lack of faith and missing or loss of kingdom identity. Can it be fixed? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Do the opposite. Do the opposite. Do the opposite. Some people are talented at finding excuses instead of finding a way. See, next one, sir. This is the good one here. I thought about that the other day. I said, oh, okay. You can stop it. You can stop waking up feeling grumpy and moody. Oh, I know nobody's moody. Through prayer. You can stop waking up in the morning feeling grumpy and moody through prayer. Your loved ones have suffered enough of your negative emotions. Stop it, please. Okay? How? By prayer. Stop it. Oh, boy. I ain't got enough hands here sometimes. Samuel Chadwick, another writer, said, the devil's only concern is to keep Christians from praying. Do not fear studies without prayer, work without prayer, and religion without prayer. He goes on to say, the devil laughs at our work and mocks our wisdom, but trembles when we pray. Wow. Next post, sir. I got to move on real quick so you can just figure some of this stuff out yourself. If you commit to nothing, you'll be distracted by everything. Think about that and chew it for a while. We got to move on. Next one, sir. Your anointing will never exceed your level of commitment. Step out, learn through the years. Next one, sir. If there's too much noise in your life that you can't hear God, quiet yourself, pray, and listen. I got to go. Prayer is a proven lifestyle of and for a believer who remains focused on God. Prayer is powerful. I know that's cliche. That is so simple, Pastor, yet so profound. And we've all said it. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've heard people say it can come in my ear. Oh, yeah, I know. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is powerful. Prayer is powerful. And in the 12 months out of the year, you never see him at a prayer meeting. You never see him at a prayer service. If prayer is powerful, if it is not, then we will eventually fail, and drift away from God who has saved us and delivered us. Prayerlessness is a sin in disobedience and not a weakness. Luke chapter 18, verse 1, in the Amplified. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Luke chapter 6, verse 46. Why do you call me? Oh, man, this is tough. Yeah. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not practice what I tell you? In a different version, this one says, and do not the things which I say. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 12. Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins. So the spiritual principles of love and forgiveness, watch this, when you're praying, the spiritual principles of love and forgiveness will produce a healthy mind and body. It's the core, ladies and gentlemen, of our spiritual values and principles. When someone says something evil about you, Anybody want to join the club? I've said it, and they've said it to me. They've got what, you know. I have this thing that they say, and I don't know why they say it, Brother Glover. When they see me coming sometimes in different churches and all that, when they know we're about to do something like this and all that, I've heard them snip, you know, and hey, oh, there comes the prayer, man, one that knows everything. There comes the fan. I'm just learning like you are. Yeah. There he, see him. There he comes. Mr. Know-it-all by prayer. Well, I said, oh, they're getting ready to crucify llamas. I said, but I got the mic tonight. Yeah, so I made this statement right here. So when someone says something evil about you, bless them in the name of the Lord. And all the hate, bitterness, and poison. Watch this. This is tough. You may or may not agree. Let me start my whole statement. When someone says, this is tough. Help me, Lord. When someone says something evil about you, bless them in the name of the Lord. And watch this. And all the hate, bitterness, and poison will ricochet and return to the sender. The power of the blessing gives you the last word. Woo! Woo! I feel chill. That was Sister Glover. They can crucify us all they want to, ladies and gentlemen, but we're going to keep praying. We want revival. We want miracles, signs, and wonders. We want answers to prayers. They can make fun of Sterling Church. Man, all they do is pray all the time. Well, at least we're going somewhere, and you're probably not. Smile. My prayer lifestyle is my protocol, my entourage, and my usher into the future. Prayer, oh, yeah, hear this, because, okay, I've only got a few minutes. Prayer will loose the angelic host to fight for you. Okay. Watch what I received today. Out of text. Came today. After we prayed, I went home for a couple of hours, and then, oh man, watch this. Get ready. As we were praying for Alaska, praying for your services, praying for the pastor and Sterling Pentecostal Church, so they added all everything. As we were praying for Alaska, this is a prophetic individual, so you can take it, whatever you want to do. I saw a vision. This is the text that came to me. I saw a vision. I saw an angel of the Lord. I saw him land. Woo! And I felt the earth shake as he did. I saw his sword. It was a sword of flame. His golden shield had the head of a lion. Y'all still with me? His golden shield had the head of a lion. His chest plate was of the finest silver and had 12 crowns on it. His eyes had a fire in them. His robes were white. I saw his wings and could see they were soft, but also hard as steel. I could feel the readiness for battle. There was a stern look on his face as he surveyed the scene before him. And I could hear his breath as he read it for battle. And they said, I can't get this image out of my head. When he said about the angel last night and all the other stuff and what I said about over here and all that, And this individual didn't know anything. That's why this individual told me, Lamas, get ready to be crucified. He was, I guess he was speaking prophetic. He said, you're doing those prayer stuff. He said, a lot of people are going to accept it. I said, but get ready to be crucified, because there are places you're going to go to that you're not going to be invited back anymore. Because you're saying stuff that's on the edge. You're saying stuff that, and I said, why? He said, because in our apostolic ranks, and we got a bunch, and they're all different, there are apostolic churches that only want good church, pray 5 or 10 minutes, and they don't want to dismiss. If you go beyond that, they're going to crucify you, and they won't invite you back. I said, well, I'm glad I'm in a church like that. Don't happen like that. Don't operate like that. I mean, he's a spiritual authority. He said, so get ready. And he didn't know. And I'm just going to throw this out to him. I'm not boasting or bragging, because I don't like it myself. I think I was telling, I don't know if I told you or somebody. He didn't know. I've already lost 2 churches this year. I'm not invited. I'm going to cry. I'm not invited back. Because of what I stand for. What I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to help all of us. I'm not an expert on this, Bishop. Man, we're doing this because he authorizes it, man. Lord have mercy. You know, okay, we're having a revival today. Okay, go ahead. I know some that aren't, right? I know some that are. Huh? But, like my man said, don't worry. There's other doors, and one door has already opened. I've never been to. It's in Arkansas. One brand new door. Woo, Jesus. Thank you. He called me. Oh, no, he called me. Got my number. Okay. I didn't get mad or bitter, you know. Bless him, Lord. Bless him. Sister Flo Shaw, our director for the World Network of Prayer in the headquarters, allowed daily Facebook broadcasts of men and women of God from our South Texas district, 30 days and then the 5 extra days, to be posted on the World Network of Prayer page as supplemental prayer. South Texas Prayer Ministry, which we were all involved in, has been instrumental in encouraging the world to pray. Prayers have gone around the world, and that the last report, these last 2 statements, and are still going. I mean, I'm not the head of it. I'm just, they just invited me, just our 4 prayer coordinators from our district. You know, and which my pastor's wife is one of the coordinators. No, I won't say her name. My niece, had a cancer removed from her colon. She found out that a tumor had returned in other places in her abdomen and was hospitalized and then diagnosed with COVID. Well, everything's COVID. She was scheduled for surgery, getting ready. The request went out during the 35 days of prayer and all that. A prayer, and then they came back via Facebook to the comment section, and the partners in prayer got moved, and she did not need surgery. They put her on oral medication, and she has returned to work. Prayer? A sister asked for prayer because she felt a big lump in her throat all of a sudden. It bothered her tremendously in the morning. She asked for prayer to the prayer team, and they asked her to call. So she got on the phone, and as she was on the phone, because she was so far away, the team prayed for her, and she said, oh, okay, well, they're going to pray for me and all that. And suddenly, okay. She's, it's gone! It's gone! It ain't there no more! Wow. I got others, but you know what I mean. Man, but the power of prayer, principles in prayer. My God, help me, Jesus. Man, I just can't. And this one, we were just in the service before I came up here, and this pastor wrote me back, Brother Lamas, man, what an amazing service we have when you were here preaching two services. I'm just going to preach, you know. And I've taught prayer in that assembly before, and then they wrote back, while you were praying, I mean, where you were preaching and prayer requests were being taken and we were praying for everything, a lady with an issue of blood was delivered instantly in a hospital. And they sent her home. And you know what an issue of blood is? Ma. Yeah. She went home. That's just a few moments. Doctor said, what? It's gone. During the service. Come on now, folks. Man, what? In prayer, and I'm closing with this. In prayer, since we heard about all this nuclear stuff, and I know Mitch and Mike, they know all about all this kind of stuff. But in prayer, you are a nuclear warhead. I know that's kind of a big word for me, but, you know, in my lingo. But watch this. The word nuclear means denoting, relating to, or powered by the energy released in a nuclear, F-I-S-S-I-O-N, fusion, or fusion, F-U-S-I-O-N. Okay, all right. Thank you. I'm telling you, man, I'm just a ghetto lingo guy, so, but I managed to get to some of this stuff. Now, nuclear warhead, dash noun, dash, a weapon which explodes by means of a nuclear reaction and which causes mass destruction and is extremely deadly. And I thought about that, Pastor. What about us prayer warriors? If we really get to praying, we are a nuclear warhead. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we need miracles. In the name of Jesus, this is a miracle, signs and wonders. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we're expecting praise reports from this prayer. From this prayer request tonight, we are a nuclear warhead. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. We are a nuclear warhead. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's explode it. Mass destruction on the enemy. Amen. Let's stand. Let's stand. Another report came in. Well, y'all were having service. Somebody 2,000 miles away got the Holy Ghost. Another one said, somebody 2,000 miles away got healed of cancer in another country. Our prayers, we need to be nuclear warheads. That's what Pastor's trying to instill here this week. Amen. Of course, if you can't make it, that's fine. But if by all means, we've got a few more days, let's come. Let's pray. Or whatever time you have at home, pray. Let's pray. Let's see what kind of more miracles and reports, Pastor Glover. I'm believing for miracle reports. Amen. So let's come around the altar for a moment. And we're going to begin to pray. We're going to begin to pray. There's power in prayer. I feel some brewing here for just a few moments. Come on. If you're on the internet tonight, for some reason you're not here, pray where you at. I feel it. Pray where you at right now. Come on, church. Pray right now. Let's bind together over social media. Let's bind together at Sterling Pentecostal Church. I feel it brewing. I feel it exploding. I feel mass destruction and nuclear warhead praying. Oh, yes. 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 Oh, come on, church. Oh, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord.